Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am, but Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Ready? Okay. Give me a beach.
Beach.
Give me great food.
Tacos.
Give me adventure.
Hiking.
Give me a date night.
Sunset cruise.
Give me some smiles.
Cheese.
Give me more beaches.
Beaches.
What's that spell?
San Diego.
If you're happy and you know it, San Diego is the place to show it. Book your trip at sandiego.org. Funded in part with the City of San Diego Tourism Marketing District Assessment Funds.
Hi everyone, welcome to this episode of the Flats and Shanks podcast. Yeah, you know why we start like this, don't you?
Yeah.
Masking fake, over.
Fake upbeatness.
It's not fake. It's not fake. I tell you what, you're picking me up though with where you are, your location, what you're wearing.
What are you looking at? Yeah.
Yeah. Look like you've got pretty good setup going on there. Flats, where are you? What are you doing?
I'm at a hotel I haven't stayed at before called The Other House in South Kensington. This is not a sponsor.
Right, so you.
It's really nice. I'm really happy. You'll like it because they've got you've got a kitchen in your room, so you can, nice little kitchenette, so you can sort yourself out if you want. Nice coffee. Just had a coffee there. Actually have nice coffee pods, which is unusual. And there's a Pret a Manger and a Nando's across the road. So yesterday, Tommy, you know how I do my diary. I engineered a bit of die time. Had a bit of time to myself. Who popped out for a solo Nando's?
That's a horrible thought.
No, I popped out for a solo Nando's.
No, a bit of die time.
Oh. I'm not like you.
Yeah, you are. So you always used to say it's the first thing you do when you get into a hotel.
Check the TV channels and see if we've got biscuits.
You know, if you go to a nice hotel like this, are you the type of guy that would... If you don't use the Nespresso pods that are there, you put them in your luggage, take them off.
No, but have done it. Have done it. I just think, well, I'm doing 900 quid for a night. I can take some. I'm joking. No, I don't. No. I'm not that kind of guy, but I have done it.
No, you're really in a hotel room. You're in a hotel room. You're topless. I need to know this.
Yeah.
Am I speaking to you and you're fully commando? Okay.
Yeah. That's fine, mate. You've seen worse.
Yeah, I have actually.
Who? Yeah, you have. You've seen loads worse. I've been there.
Do you remember Matt Powell? He taught me this one and I took it to the Welsh camp. So Powley, Worcester, Quinns, Saracens.
Yeah.
When we were in a hotel, he used to shout your name. And he'd be like round the corner of, because obviously hotels have loads of corners, don't they?
Yeah.
And he'd be shouting, Shanks, come here. So I'd walk to the end of the corridor, take a left or whatever, and he'd be on all fours, pulling his arse cheek apart. Naked, obviously. Or trousers down.
I did not see that coming.
Disgusting.
I did not see that coming.
It's disgusting.
The best bit is I know that retained clients of his will listen to this pod. I know they do because I know them. And they all can't believe it when I tell them stuff about him. They can't believe it.
Oh, because he sounds and he acts so professional.
Yeah, like wedging members of the royal family. Just, you'd never know, would you?
No.
As Gribby said once, I just do not know how he hasn't been filled in numerous times. I just don't know.
Or in prison.
I just don't know. It's amazing.
Should be in Broadmoor. Why are you in South Kent?
Oh, now he asks.
Mm.
I just wanted some time away. No, I went to the premiere last night of the Netflix Six Nations documentary Full Contact series, behind the scenes series Full Contact.
Mate, I've won the bastard twice. Didn't get an invite.
I played in it once, got an invite. I played a minute and a half against France.
When I say, I saw it online, obviously, and yeah. I wouldn't have gone anyway, so it's fine. Yeah, I'm not too disappointed. Would have. It looked
you didn't
amazing.
Miss much, except it looked amazing. Great.
The room looked unbelievable. Danny Kerr, Marcus Smith looked like models.
Yep.
Like
well,
me
they
look
like the obvious models, but Genji was looking slick, mate.
Mm.
And Finn Russell's wardrobe is just amazing. It's amazing because he's like pretty much the main feature of the first episode, and he's very interesting guy to follow because he's so talented. And like you'll turn up to just a one-on-one chat with Gregor Townsend in like a multicolored Louis Vuitton overcoat, like it's just amazing. And he's just last night he had like a fleecy felt Prada bomber jacket on. It was amazing. Like, he just looked amazing. So it's
like a modern day Hugh Hefner,
something like that. Yeah, velvet jacket.
Mm.
Come in, I'll tell you a story. But it was really good. Really enjoyed it. Episode two, I think. I haven't seen it. Showed episode one last night.
Oh, so it's actually a viewing.
It was a premiere. Yeah, saw the whole episode. And
was I in any montages?
You weren't in any. No.
Mm.
But we haven't done the Wales bit yet.
Okay.
Not really. I thought it was really good and really enjoyed it. And you know, I'm sure if you're a TV expert like I am, this you could think, well, I could have done this or could have done that. But actually, I thought it was good telly.
Who did you sit by? Who were your
sat
chums?
With Benjamin Kayser, actually.
Okay. Have the gloves on.
Kayser. Didn't have his gloves on. But loads of people there. It was really nice. Zara and Tins just landed from Australia yesterday afternoon, and they came straight there.
Yeah, I saw Tins in a wraparound blazer and some bell-bottom jeans. Looked pretty good.
Yeah, the bell-bottoms on. But yeah. It looked good because Cad and the Dandy, James Sleater, sorted him out. That is, and, you know, not that I was going to mention it, but that is where I'm going from here in an Uber in about an hour.
Did Tins have Heelys on? Did he have Heelys on? He looked like he had Heelys
on.
Yeah,
Cuban heels. You can find them.
No, you know the Heelys the kids wear, they skate around this goes on.
Like that guy, like that guy who's gone feral.
Yeah.
Like the guy who's gone feral on Insta.
Yeah. No.
I mean, who else was there? Yeah, Danny Kerr, Alex Payne, just love that man. Will Carling was there, old Slim with his wife Lisa. I mean, everyone was there. Like there was I don't know why I can't name more people because everyone was there except
Quick
you.
Question. Will Carling's hair, what colour? Yeah.
Very, very black and no greys, considering his age. Phenomenal, really.
Mm. He's 75, so you expect a little bit by then.
Yeah, old Slim was there. It was really nice. Gethin Jones was there in his knee brace. Poor bugger. Natalie Pinkham was there, who's legend. It was really nice. Ellie Roper. So I don't know if you ever met Ellie, but she was among other things, she was our reporter when I did... When I went to Australia with Sky 2 Julys ago for the England tour, she was our Sky Sports reporter. She works for Sky Sports, presenter there. It's just one of the nicest people, mate. Just nicest people.
What did you wear? What did you wear?
Shall I tell you?
Mm-hmm. I just asked a question.
Shall I tell you? I'm trying to think. I wore a pair of jeans.
Colour?
Okay, I'll tell you from the bottom. I wore a pair of black lace-up... like high top boots, which I've had for a long. They sound terrible, but they just look like trainers. They like you wear boots. What are you laughing at?
You've gone teenager footwear.
No, just, I've had these for years. You've got them. I like boots because your jeans don't gather my jeans up on the top of them and have the whole boot exposed. I'm not that cool.
You've thrown out the Nick Mullinses now. Then you've
a pair of jeans. I've had these for years. These things. A pair of jeans. And the jeans are actually for the heavier gent. It's quite interesting. They're called Replay and they're called Anbass. I need to get a new pair because I've gone through the gusset.
Gambass. That's prawns.
Anbass. Oh. Paul Doran Jones, the old England prop, recommended those to me because he's a thick set gent and I saw him looking great. And I said, where'd you get those? So they're good. I wore a black t-shirt over the top. I wore a black overshirt from CP Company, which
I've got
a few bits. So I realise it's I potentially look like a football hooligan. My jeans were dark blue, so it wasn't
full. Oh, okay.
Ninja attack. Yeah. Well, and my shiny jacket. I was thinking to myself last night, maybe it's time to update the shiny jacket. I don't wear it for novelty. I wear it because I genuinely love it. It's the best. It's an amazing coat.
Why'd you update it? Mark Durden Smith wore the same blue Moncler jacket for about 20 years and it was falling apart.
Yeah. But you know, it was a TV wardrobe budget once.
Yep. It's got holes in the pockets. So all the change and the biros have gone right down to the bottom of the hem.
But the problem is, I wear that jacket because I genuinely love it. It's the best jacket, but also everywhere I go, people are like, everywhere.
Mm.
And I don't want my clothes to be a novelty thing. I'd rather just no one mention it. So I might just get like a non-shiny navy one or something.
Nah, I tell you what you should wear. No, being you, you should wear a camo dry robe. Because that's what you wear around Bath. I can see it. With a pair of Crocs on. Pushing the pram or walking the dog.
Well, I know you want to imagine that, but you know that I can't. Because if I put a robe on and walk more than 3 meters, I'll be sweating.
It's -1 today. I don't know what it's like in Bath.
Yeah. That doesn't affect me.
Probably adjust the climate in Bath. Got enough money.
I've got rhino skin. Anyway, that was that. So what have you been up to, Tommy?
I've got an ill family at the moment.
Oh, mate. Oh, for God's sake. You'd rather be ill yourself.
Been working is what I've been up to, Dave, because Six Nations is around the corner. We know that. The Guinness Six Nations, I should say. I'll have Sam Scott on my case otherwise from Verve. Always correcting me.
I definitely wasn't drinking last night and I'd end up having a few Guinnesses. It's the gear, isn't it? Anyway, go on.
It's the best. Yeah. Worked on the weekend, did Harlequins and Cardiff in the Arms Park.
Yeah.
We'll chat about that later, but
mate,
atmosphere was...
You looked amazing.
Especially first half was just through the roof. It's brilliant. It's like a home derby for us in Cardiff because you think of the teams that got to travel down. You know, in the URC, you hardly get any away support. Loads of Quins came. I was just loud, intense, exactly what you want. Sellout. So I think that's the third or fourth sellout Cardiff have had this season so far, which is good news, even though they're not really winning that much. They're trying to play a brand of rugby, which attracts people to come and watch. So did that with Warby and Austin. Which was quite nice. Sunday went out for a bit of Sunday lunch.
By the way, just I'm interrupting you. I saw that was Saturday, wasn't it?
Mm.
So I saw Sarah on Sunday, and she said Shanks were bloody good last night. Her exact words.
Really?
Yeah, behind your back as well. So she means it.
All right. Look at me grow taller. yeah, I might go out now. A couple of drinks.
A bit of my makeup on and head out.
So went to a nice little place.
Have you ever? I know I'm interrupting you again. Have you ever left? Have you ever finished the game, and you've had your makeup done, and you're going out for dinner or something, or going out somewhere, and you say, "Do you know?" And I got to give you a wipe, and you say, "Leave it on. I'm seeing people tonight."
99% of the time.
I do it all the time if I'm going out.
I don't need much to be fair. A little bit on my face, but most of the work, as we both know, is done on where our forehead starts and ends because it's a vortex.
It's a danger zone. Yeah.
I'm trying to explain then Sunday lunch and a place called Home House, which was
nice.
There might be a few dotted around.
I bet everyone else had a Sunday roast and you had a burger.
No, they've got a Sunday roast menu, mate. So I had beef.
Oh, mate.
Mm. And what day is
they do it right?
It's Tuesday today. Yesterday. Jeez, flats. I'm trying to work out what I did yesterday. Ah, try to take my MacBook in to the Genius Bar because I'm having issues.
This is the real stuff that people want to hear about.
I'm having issues with it, Dave. I'm having issues. And he said, you might want to update it. And you know what? I'm normally quite good, aren't I, on tech? He said, you got 4 years of updates to do on your computer. I was like, ooh, what? Have I? I have updated it, but maybe not recently. He said, that might be one of the issues.
Why 4 years?
Your battery. No, I have. Your battery's a bit. I didn't want to call him out on it because he's a really nice guy. Got a few silent auction items for me locker rooms I'm doing. Put a little silent auction on in the corners. So,
oh, are you?
Yeah.
Oi. Are we going to do an event or not, Tommy?
Mm.
Can we do our own event? Come on.
If you build it, they will come.
Let's do our own event, mate.
Mm. You charge too much.
No. No, I don't.
No, you don't at all.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Finding your perfect home was hard. But thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
I saw Jason Fox last night.
Yep.
You hug him, mate. He hugs different. He feels different. You see loads of pro players, you give them a hug and you're like, like ex-pros, or I don't tend to hug the current pros, but like, I tell you what, you when you sort of whack Genji on the back, you're like, yeah, big lump. Mm. And that's his job, to be a big lump, and he's big lump. Foxy, like, older than us, mate. And he's absolute rig city.
Mm.
And the worst bit, do you know what the worst bit is?
Nice.
We might have had this. He's really nice. That's not the worst bit. The worst bit is he's not even cheating. He's not even on steroids.
Did he mention really he was with me? Committed.
Kills me. No, I said hello.
Yeah, I know he wouldn't.
Straight over.
I knew he wouldn't.
But he texted me saying, good to see you, is Shanks here? And as soon as I got there, he said, where's Shanks?
Mm.
No,
NDA.
He didn't.
We signed an NDA, so it's fine.
No, he didn't. Not yet. He's doing this, the Rig Biz pod with Archie Curzon.
Oh, you're doing one as well, aren't you?
Well, they got me at a weak moment. Freddie got me at a weak moment. And I said, they said, Foxy's doing it the week before.
Mm.
And I don't want to be coy here. Like, I thought, well, that, you know, it's just a favour. It's just in Bristol and it's a little pod. There's no fee or anything like that. And I was like, they were like, oh, we can offer this. And I was like, do not tell me Foxy's doing it for that. And turns out we all are doing it for basically nothing because we're great guys. And I'm pleased I've said yes for now, but
Yeah, because Archie met Foxy on the Kenny Logan cycle, didn't he, when they delivered that match ball. So,
oh, right, okay.
That's where the connections come from. And
yeah, good fun.
He is constantly trying to get me on, but I just feel it's a bit of pride because there was probably about 200 people being on his podcast before he asked me.
Yeah.
I was like, well, no, I'm not doing it, mate. You're searching now. Should have got me at the start. Should have snapped me up early. Put me on a retainer.
Well, you say that, but people quite, well, now and again say to me, are you ever going to go on that pod? And I said, I've been on it. I was one of the originals. But no one knows because you get on too early, mate. No one hears it. I keep getting invites for Cheltenham. So I've got an invite for every day now. And Tommy, I'm not doing every day. I'm doing one day with a green room max. I can't do 2, 3, 4 days at Cheltenham. I can't do it.
You say that now, but I bet you'd be doing two. There'll be a bit of business to be done or something. You'll have to schmooze or you'll have to go meet someone and you'll end up doing a Tuesday or a Thursday. I can only do one because that's the only invite I've got. But I also got Super Saturday on the Saturday, so I've got to start planning for that. Trying to get Sergio Parise in for Wales, Italy.
Lovely man.
Yeah, yeah.
He arrived at ITV in snakeskin Louis Vuitton high tops.
Imagine you, me and him on stage. It'd be like an evolution of something. I don't know what.
Yeah. Or would I be in the middle or would I be at the start? I think I'd be at the start, wouldn't I, unfortunately.
I don't know. It's me or you at the start.
Yeah, it's definitely him at the end.
It depends where we're talking about evolution from. If we're talking like from water to land, it'd probably be me first.
Him. But if it's like forest to city.
Yeah,
I think you're right.
Yeah, cave to civilization.
Yeah, yeah. Cave to central Paris.
Yeah, exactly.
He's a really nice man. Yeah, really, really, really nice man. You'll like him, deceptively tall, which is a shame. It's annoying.
And good looking.
Yeah, he is.
Mm.
And good crack with it. And he's a good crack in his third language. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Quite unusual that. Like, Benji Kayser is like, his English is amazing, but English wife lives here, played here. You sort of get it. It's his second language. But Sergio, Spanish, French, bloody Italian, English. English is his ninth language, his 14th language. It's amazing when you think about it.
Yeah. 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 So yeah, that was my last few days. I don't know what I did last week. Do you know what? Like, when someone says, what did you do last week?
Mate, nothing.
You have to hold so much information about the rugby and what's going on.
Yeah.
I just forget what.
Yeah, don't worry, fella. It's all of us. It's all of us. You're all right.
At the moment, I'm planning, Dave, okay? There's a lot of planning that goes into these hospitality stuff, events I do. So sorting out menus, sorting out artwork, all the stuff behind the scenes. I've got Ricky Hatton and Dean Saunders. I'm putting an event on in July at the races.
I did a thing with Dean Saunders once and Ricky Hatton once. They're both, have you ever heard of either of them? They're really good.
I'll tell you what I do need off you.
Yeah.
Deets for Freddie Flintoff. I imagine you're doing that.
Mate.
What?
Yeah, I am doing the event with Freddie Flintoff, yeah. Mm. Could be his first public event. Could be.
Mm.
That would be amazing. That's in April with NBN. That would actually be amazing. Maybe there are tables left. They only announced it a couple of days ago, but I can't imagine there'd be many tables left.
Get details for me, all right?
Leave it with me, fella. But I think without being too crude about it, I think you'll probably have to dig pretty deep.
Okay. I've got a couple of sugar daddies I know.
Yeah, exactly. Really looking forward to that. Really looking forward to that. Ricky Hatton won't let you down. Dean Saunders won't let you down. Both very, very good.
Ron Seal.
Yeah.
I won't let you down.
They won't let you down. They're great fellas. That'd be nice. Mm. Guess what I'm doing? You got no interest in what I'm doing tomorrow because I'll tell you what it is and you couldn't imagine anything more boring probably.
It'll be something to do with cars. Are you going to like a car auction?
No, I wish. I spend my life on car auctions online. I don't buy any. I'd get a bid in on day one. Really low bid just in case everyone else.
Is that like at a dinner with an auction? You just got to get one bid in?
Yeah. Yeah.
And then so it's like, get one, you get one bid in.
V8 Range Rover, yeah. I'll bid 300 quid. £9,000, £15,000, I'm out.
You get one bid in, and then 5 minutes later, you're going home with a Manny Pacquiao signed glove.
Yeah. Or as I did from Cardiff, a signed Tom Jones shirt that he wore in a concert with a filthy collar. No, I'm going to a place called Exmoor Trim. Do you know who Exmoor Trim are?
I feel like I should do. Is it like a is it like a man's back sack and crack sort of bikini wax?
Just done in the wild. They just get sharpened pieces of flint and shave your yeah. ass with it. No, they do car accessories. So they do things like the canvas hoods for your Land Rover and your bench seats and your seat belt buckles and all that kind of stuff, and gaiters for your gear stick and steering wheels and hinges. And it's like heaven, mate, to me. Boring to you, heaven to me. So I'm going down there tomorrow.
A little bulldog on your dash.
Yeah. Number plate B16DAV. Got it? No. Got it? Has he got it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Big Dave.
So that I look forward to, Tommy. That I look Big forward Dave, to.
For those that didn't get it.
Yeah. That I look forward to, Tommy. That's nice.
Have you watched?
Well,
Stay Close, I think it was called, or I can't remember what it was, with Michelle Keegan, that one.
No. I keep hearing the name Michelle Keegan.
Fool me once, it is.
No, is it good?
I just want you to watch it.
No, because I think you know I'm going to hate it. That's why you want me to watch it.
Yep. Yeah.
Oh, why do you want to do that to me?
Well, I sort of enjoyed it. I did enjoy it. I'd sort of give it like a 7...
What?
Out of 10. 7 out of 10.
Right.
Like, the plot was quite good. But the thing that really annoyed me, and I wanted you to see it, was they did a scene, and then it forwarded on 18 years, and they were all still alive, and they didn't really look any different.
Oh, for God's sake.
Like, you and I could get away with it because not much can change. Your eyebrows might end up looking like Kelly Brown's. You might have a bit of hair coming out your ear and your nose.
Yeah.
But that's it.
But mate, we went to the moon just decades ago and we can't make people look a bit older on telly. For God's sake.
I know.
No, I know.
And there was a scene where the coffee cup was too light to put down and they had to sit.
Oh, sake.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's like empty suitcases. Just put something in it. Everyone's brought a coat on set. Stick a couple of coats in it.
And this, how well they can maneuver that really heavy suitcase that they've got, which you know is full. It's going to be 25 kilos.
Yeah.
But I do want to watch True Detective. That is out.
A new one?
Pretty sure it is.
What's
her name now? She was in Silence of the Lambs. Foster.
Jodie Foster.
Jodie Foster. She's
amazing. She's amazing.
That's
on the subject of suitcases, I was at... Where was I yesterday, Tommy? I was at Paddington, and I offered to help a lady carry her suitcase down the steps, having watched her struggle up the steps. Partly because I wanted to be nice, partly because I wanted to hurry up because I couldn't get past her. And she was very put out. She really struggled with two hands to get her carry-on case up the stairs.
Mm.
And she was really put out that I'd offered. So what do you do here?
She didn't like it. She didn't like that you
didn't
offered.
Didn't like it at all. So no, I don't need any help. Thank you. Okay. Then another woman said something like, can but try. And I was kind of, I got told off.
I mean, what I want to say would get me in trouble, so I won't.
It would annoy me if someone offered to help me with mine as if I was struggling, but that's different because...
No, see, you'd be the other way around. Like someone, if they saw you sat down and you were trying to...
Get up.
So you were trying to sew something and someone come over and said, oh, do you want me to give you a hand putting that thread through the needle?
Yeah.
Yeah,
you're dead right. Trying to do something delicate, just can't.
No, well, you got three fingers, so...
Yeah, just real thick ones. Yeah, that's a good point. No, I'm not trying to get into some conversation about, well, you can't do anything anymore. You can't be a gentleman anymore. Chivalry's dead. No, I'm not trying to do that. I was just like, ooh. You often, I'm sure you do, you often offer to help older people carry stuff up and downstairs at train stations. That's easy enough. You go in.
Of course you would. You'd ask. But, you'd hold the door for someone with a pram, for instance.
Yeah, that sort of stuff. And I just thought, ooh,
world's gone mad, mate. For that. World's gone mad.
I mean, the world was mad a long time ago, Tommy. You know.
I tell you, when our generation goes, mate, see you later.
Be much better. It'd be much better. We have been watching 24 Hours in Police Custody, which, do you watch?
Recognise anyone on there?
Yeah, well.
No.
We're up in the stones, no.
No, don't watch that.
Why not? You'd love it.
Really?
You'd love it, mate. I'm so jealous of you not having watched it. It's amazing, Channel 4.
You said that to me about Happy Valley.
Oh, Happy Valley is brilliant.
Yeah. And I was so grateful that you recommended that to me.
24 Hours in Police Custody is one of the best things on TV. You will love it more than any more of my emotionally close friends. You will love it.
Have you watched Tetris yet?
No. I forget things that you told me to watch.
Yeah, but every time I mention it, you say, I'll write it down. You never do.
I can't write. I can't remember things. You know that. We're all the same, fella.
What's the one? What's the latest one out with? There's a couple I want to watch. Napoleon is one.
Yeah.
And I want to watch, I can't remember the exact title. Leonardo DiCaprio's in it. It's about something, Flowers Over Killer Moon.
Oh, I've just read the book. Killers at the Flower Moon. Is that
rearranged,
right?
I think you just rearranged those words.
Yeah, Killers of the Flower. I just read the book.
That's what I got to say on stage sometimes.
Do you want my book review?
When someone's being loud in the audience, and they're sometimes you've got to say to them, rearrange these words, will you? The shut up fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah, go on, give me your review of the book.
I got highly recommended, and I found it really hard work. It's a classic, and I'm obviously wrong and everything, but just personal taste, I found it really boring.
Leonardo DiCaprio's in a film. Leonardo's in it, so it's going to be good.
Yeah. You've got to watch 24 Hours in Police Custody, amazing. So I listened to another Joe Rogan podcast, and the reason I've always been interested in Joe Rogan is because he commentates on the UFC, and I enjoy the UFC, always have. Mm-hmm. And he's had a podcast with a comedian. I forget the guy's name. I'm bloody useless with names, but did it a few weeks ago, and he's a comedian. I've seen a few little of his clips on Instagram, and they're really funny, so I thought I'll listen to that. It's put me off a bit. Didn't love it. It's a little bit like, you know, it's a bit like you saying just then, well, if I say what I want to say, I'll get in trouble. It's a bit like they say all of those things. And you do realise that saying all of those things all the time is actually a bit much, and it is good that we've come away from saying that sort of stuff. It's just like, oh, the 100th time they say, that's so gay. Just like, I know they say it's a joke and that all that stuff, but it's just like, oh, mate, think of a different way to describe it. That is 100 times in 2 hours now. So I must say I found it a little bit like, oh. He's very clever. He knows a huge amount of stuff about a huge amount of stuff, but I'm out for a bit, Tommy. I'm going to go back to my boring audiobooks like an old man.
I started The Detectorists. Have you seen that? With Mackenzie Crook.
Oh, I love it. Love it.
I think his name is Toby Jones.
It is. He's immense.
So he's Mr. Bates in Mr. Bates versus the Post Office. He might be my favourite actor right now.
Wouldn't go too far away from that. I think he's amazing.
Very clever. Very funny. Mackenzie Crook is also brilliant. Brilliant. It's just, it's cast amazingly well. You know, we ask for reviews not every episode, but the ones we can
once
remember
a year.
To do. Yeah. We've had a few, and I feel like I should read them out, because if we start reading them out and name-checking people, then they get their 5 minutes of fame. And we
don't
might
read
get
any
some
bad
more
ones, though.
No. This was from Invicta Horse. Yeah. He's given it 5 stars. Thanks very much.
Yeah.
Fundane is the title of this.
Yeah.
The audio quality sounds like it's been recorded on a toaster. The podcast graphic looks like it was knocked up on a Spectrum 48K.
Shell did that on her own at home.
Yeah. There's no apparent structure. Gordon, the podcast seems an inconvenience to the duo. The conversation is mundane. It's addictive. It's basically two longtime mates chatting. Yes, they both flirt with the rugby limelight and their work, but the conversation isn't really about the game. And when it does turn to rugby, what could be more... I knew I'd mess up. What could be seen as an exciting job in the media comes across as being up there with that of an accountant. Well written.
But he likes it.
Yeah. James. Here you go, Shanks. Yeah. Leaving a review in response to Shanks' desperate plea. Keep it coming, gents. Great bit of rambling. Sprinkle with some average rugby chat. Staple yep. pod. This one's well too. This one's too nice. I can't read it because
yeah, don't.
It will feel awkward. Average Steve, 7162. Been listening since first episode. Loves it. He also said, "Don't bother with Fool Me Once on Netflix. It's dog shit."
Yeah, there you go.
And it's like a feature long length episode of Hollyoaks.
Oh God, it sounds awful. I'm out.
Well, it depends if it was like Hollyoaks. Sort of after Watershed.
After hours, after dark, wasn't it? Yeah.
Funny pair of bastards. Rugby Dad, 81. Good podcast. Like, conversation down the pub. Mostly relatable.
To retweeting praise here.
Mostly relatable to conversations, although Flats lives a posh life.
Posh life, please. Give yeah, over. So
we've had a few. One which I did like. Was this one that says not enough rugby? One just said good, and the other was I can't find it now, but it was that will do, babe. That will do, pig. Reference from babe.
That'll do, pig. Yeah, perfect.
Yeah, so
yeah, fine. I'm happy with that.
Keep them coming. Slag us off. Get into us.
I'm happy with that. I do sometimes wonder if we should do our pod properly. Whenever I see Tins, he basically will say, "You should do your pod properly." So,
I did a podcast yesterday. The Sporting Pod. So Sporting is a magazine out, and they've also just started doing a podcast. So Gareth Anscombe and Alex Cuthbert are founders of it, and I did it yesterday with Gareth Anscombe. And Garrett Hardy was the host. And it was professionally done, mate. Went into a Dragon Sign studio. They had proper studio. They built a proper studio. They had proper equipment. It was recorded.
Yeah.
And it was, I was sort of like, oh. But it was so much effort. I mean, look at us now.
I'm in bed in a hotel. I've just had a little espresso pod. You know what I mean?
Like I'm in a room.
You wouldn't do it.
I'm in a room in my house full of clutter. I've got a lazy spark little generator next to me. I've got some Cristiano Ronaldo signed photos. I've got a element heater, one that you plug in, just keeps you warm. I've got a car seat.
It's like what, you know. Are we going to do it? Should we do it properly? Like, I don't know. Like then.
Well, we do. We normally do. We normally do the Six Nations pod properly. When asked by ITV, I don't think we're
doing
it this year.
Yeah, but that's someone else doing it for us, really, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, that's what you want. I'm doing your own.
That's what we want, yeah.
But then how are we going to meet up?
If we dedicated every Monday morning to our pod, I see I've got Pilates at 11:45 in Bath. I can't, you know, what do we do then? I mean, you know.
Yeah.
I quite like texting you and saying, oh, can we do it tomorrow? Yeah. I quite like that. I don't know.
Yeah. We will have to make this.
Ideas.
Yeah, let us know. We'll have to make this a little bit longer. I'm gonna have to resend the link. I mean, because normally
I don't
we do.
Think we do. I think we can leave it.
All right. You don't want to go rugby?
No.
Talk us through some. We'll have to talk through a couple of things, right? DuPont, unreal.
DuPont, absolutely unreal. Anthony Gallant, unreal.
Bath, amazing comeback.
Yeah, main story there is that Alfie Barbary should have been sent off, I think, after
Agreed.
6 minutes, and he ended up being man of the match.
Agreed. Ollie Lawrence looked really good. Will Muir may be in with a chance for England. He's playing well enough at the moment.
Who?
Will Muir.
Yeah, really good. Yeah, really good. Ollie Lawrence, good again. Bath, yeah, amazing comeback.
Exeter, Glasgow.
The Gaelic, their nine was good, I thought. Exeter, Glasgow, yeah, punchy end, punchy end.
Wow.
I've rewatched that loads of times, and I'm sure I'm getting pumped online for saying that it was the right call, but maybe I am, maybe I'm not. But actually, there are a few offences. There's so much to look at, you know.
Mate, it's got everything in it.
1-9 can't grab another nine and throw him on the floor before the ball's out. There's another penalty offence for you. You can't do
that. Have you ever done a speed awareness course?
Yep.
And they say, they deliver you a video and they say, what is wrong with this?
Yeah.
And
it's like, God, where'd you start?
It's like 10 things. It's the feed, it's the scrum going down, it's the people non-binding, then reattaching, everything. But I think it was
nines
the right decision
nines.
In the end.
Yeah.
I think it was the right decision in the end.
Yeah, agreed.
What are the big games? What are the...
What else happened? Saracens got absolutely melted.
Mm.
Absolutely melted. It looks... Sarries are really struggling at the moment.
Racing are struggling as well. Sorry.
Racing?
Mm.
Oh, yeah, I suppose they are. Not three. Mm. Yeah. But Sarries are really struggling. They're struggling for Prem form as well, I think. I think they're going to... I've always, this season, you know, automatically go into the season thinking, well, Sarries will be in the final or close to it. But I'm really starting to question that now, unless they get some type five players back pretty quick or front rowers back pretty quick. They are struggling.
Bulls Bristol surprised me a little bit. Didn't expect
me
that.
Too.
Bulls are a good team. Too. Stormers, good team. They're always in that challenging for URC spot.
Really good.
Well,
play some great stuff,
final,
those guys.
Quarterfinals. Yeah, they do. They
move
do.
The ball so well.
Yeah, Sharks probably
the
most disappointing.
They don't live up to this sort of lazy South African narrative, which is just flat track bullies. They got the physical bit, but they move the ball so well.
Man, they've got pace. Why would you not move it if you're that quick? You've got that much pace. So, yeah, great rugby review, mate.
That was it. No, when that reviewer said it's average rugby stuff, I think we've confounded that. We have gone and taken it to another level there. We've done a full minute and a half of telling people what they already knew.
Johnny Williams, red card, quite bad for Scarlets.
Haven't seen it.
Doesn't dip. He ends up tackling high, head on head. It's a bad one. I think he's going to get banned.
Oh, God.
We don't know how long we got left. It says less than a minute.
Less than a minute.
So, hey, you enjoy getting fitted out for a £3,000 jacket today, all right?
Not a £3,000 jacket. Okay. I'm not posh. Okay. Well done, everyone. Yep. Keep going. This is good stuff. This is good content, actually.
It's what
we
want.
We don't need
Leave a review and I'll read it out.
But a nice one. Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ready? Okay. Give me a beach.
Beach.
Give me great food.
Tacos.
Give me adventure.
Hiking.
Give me a date night.
Sunset cruise.
Give me some smiles.
Cheese.
Give me more beaches.
Beaches.
What's that spell?
San Diego.
If you're happy and you know it, San Diego is the place to show it. Book your trip at sandiego.org. Funded in part with the City of San Diego Tourism Marketing District Assessment Funds.